The best in internet talk radio.
A mind-bendingly ingenious plan to control the universe.
We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet. TalkZone.com. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay. Welcome back. Before we went into the break, I was tearing down this petition of a case that an individual came to the League of Dads with, and we gave some help to out of the County of Union and in the state of New Jersey, Mr. Sawab Shabazz. As I indicated before, when I first introduced you all to this case, I told you that the individual was Muslim and they had some type of different, Muslims, each religion do, have different beliefs and everything. So what happens is we had to bring ourselves up to speed, tippy-toe around the situation until we understood it, and we got him the help that he needed. Okay, as I was telling you before we went into break, I got an answer that was filed here. It was only 3 pages, and we presented this answer back. It was only 3 pages, but it was very well written. A court reporter told us at the time, told my member at the time, Mr. Shabazz, that in fact the judge was impressed with it. It was in detail and straight to the point with no pork, because we're not into that. Okay, we're going to get to number 6. And this was a real interesting one when I was reading this, and I answered to it. I said that the plaintiff in number 6, with all these numbers, of course, was answers to each number in their motion that they filed. And this is our answer. And you can only imagine what was said then because of what I'm saying now. But here's number 6. The plaintiff and counsel are playing collection agency, claiming that I should have paid $10,885 of the plaintiff's previous counsel. Therefore, the judge should place a warrant out for my arrest for this payment. The plaintiff and counsel are playing collection agency. If you remember the last one that I spoke about, number 5, they mentioned that the $1,900 that he owed, which was false. Now they came back in there. They're talking about $10,885 that he owed. People, if you're following along as I'm saying this, there's dirt, a big mound of dirt that's being piled up. The average individual will read that and get frantic. I simply ask, I do my research, I find out, I answer questions. However, to be honest with you, did not do that on number 6 here, because pretty much what I just said, counsel and his ex-wife, they're not collection agencies for her previous attorney. Go figure. I'm going to make myself look bad. I'm going to try and make you look bad. So when you got a D on your report card in the 3rd grade, I'm going to mention that. I'm going to come to court and I'm going to talk about something that you have done in your past to bring some type of relevance to what is going on here today. This is what disgruntled mothers do. And the surprising thing is, I actually wrote a letter to this law firm's attorney, this law firm, and I told him that this attorney is looking at some trouble by co-signing this garbage that was filed in court to try to make a member of the League of Dads look bad. I don't take that lightly. So, as I stated, the plaintiff and counsel are playing collection agency. Wow. So here it is. He goes to court and he was facing a warrant being placed out on for his arrest for something that he owed somebody else, had no relevance to the case there. But this is what happens. And because of all this dirt, the disgruntled mother and her dirtbag attorney were not successful. You know, I'm just a paralegal. Whenever I beat an attorney, whenever I go to court and I place a nuclear bomb in a judge's lap and slaughter him, I tell them, hey, how did this happen? And I'm just an attorney. I'm just a paralegal. Dropout at that. But what happens is the comfortableness, if that's a word, we're going to use that, the comfortableness of individuals that has been doing something for many a years. I know there's a more appropriate word to use, but I like to come out off top of the head with the words, which, you know what, with the stupid sounding words, because it's a stupid situation. When this happens, it's only because a judge sat on a bench for so many years and have continued to do this without any resistance. When this happens, it's because an attorney, like the family court industry knows, when you get a disgruntled mother, those are the best individuals to deal with, because they come out of the woodworks and they come out of the sky with all these hilarious thoughts and ideas, and a judge sits there and they entertain it because they took some money from this disgruntled individual. Here it is. This individual, Mr. Shabazz, walked into a courtroom with a petition that was filed by the League of Dads and won. Now, the reason for this is, as I stated before, I touched bases on a lot of things that made sense. I touched bases on a lot of things that were straight and direct and to the point. So if there are any disgruntled mothers out there and you're listening, it's probably not a good idea to think that this is a good idea to continue to with this tradition. I'm sure there are people that are listening that know of people that do this, and I'm sure you know of people that have gone through this, got to court, and realized that they had a team of garbage and nonsense stacked against them and probably didn't handle it as well. All right? We're going to go on to number 7. The plaintiff claims now that the school in Texas is very impressive. However, the plaintiff put in a motion to previously that the current school that they were in was very impressive. All right. This disgruntled mother was pulling out, you know, she was just going all out. We dug up a petition that we filed along with this answer, and it showed previously that this woman claimed, I'm sorry, this disgruntled mother claimed that the school in which the children were currently in, private school, it was a private school, she claimed that that school at that time was very impressive. However, just out of the blue, she just happened to get a chance to get a raise in Texas. Just so happened where she was getting her job at, the schools was down there was impressive as well. That's funny. That's real funny. Okay, number 8, the defendant claimed in her motion, I love this one, the defendant claimed in her motion, I need to get away from the plaintiff. The defendant did that when she divorced the plaintiff. Exhibit C was shown this statement. Of course, we produced an exhibit to show that. Now, this is a very interesting statement that this, of course, this individual put in this petition that she filed with her super team of attorneys. Classic disgruntled mother wild card. I need to get away from him. Like, he's the worst person in the world. He has the kids for 170 days out of the year, that is. Not 170 days in a decade. He has the children 170 days in one physical year, and she files a motion with her team of attorneys stating that I need to get away from the plaintiff. Well, I stated and it showed copy to put in there with a petition of the divorce. You did that. You divorced him. You got away from him. You're getting away from him two times. Y'all didn't get back together for him. You had to have to give it away from him again. I showed this in a petition. The judge agreed. Simple as that. Okay. Number 9, I drafted up. It said Exhibit D will show once again that the plaintiff is all over the place contradicting. I'm sorry, the defendant is all over the place contradicting herself yet again. The reason I put that is because after reading the petition, the defendant, the defendant in this case, just kept every two or three sentences, she said something that contradicted something that was just two or three sentences prior to that, a paragraph before that, things that she put in the divorce petition that I read. It was just unbelievable. And this is after telling Mr. Shabazz this, I helped this member of the League of Dads understand this is why he has nothing to fear. This is why I'm reading this petition that was filed in the court, this motion, you know, to move. This is why I read it and I picked it apart like I did. As a matter of fact, that's what I do that very well. You can make a statement to me or you can send me something, and I like to pick things apart. You know, I would like to say that I'm a very truthful individual, and I would like to deal with people in the same manner. It's unfortunate that my fatherly skills, I was just unfortunately dealing with an individual that decided disgruntled was the card that she was going to play. And because of that, as I've stated, I'm here talking to you today over internet radio. I have the League of Dads, and we help individuals all the time. And a beautiful thing came out of it. Is there some casualties in all this? Of course, as in every war, there always will be. But I'm going to take that, and I'm going to move on, and life goes on. I'm going to go into number 10. This is a long one here. Too long, but it's a little bit longer than the other ones. Exhibit E will show that the plaintiff is seeking a move to have more quality time with the children, yet the move itself eliminates my quality time. This is another example. Keep saying it, the plaintiff. The defendant is seeking to move to have more quality time with the children, yet the move itself will eliminate my quality time. This is, of course, the plaintiff, League of Dad's father. This is an answer that we wrote. So when we draft this up, we have to present it as if he's saying it. This is another example of the defendant being all over the place with her testimony that makes no sense. Very interesting point there. I pretty much spoke on it previously. Individuals is talking something, want to talk, throw a whole bunch of garbage in there. I believe that because of the answer that we submitted, and I believe that if the person the mother has gotten off of this disgruntled wagon and been more truthful, they could have came to some type of better compromise. But as I stated, fathers, you're not going to run to something if you think you're going to lose. A lot of these disgruntled mothers go out there and they run to the courts because they figure, I'm going to run to the courts and I'm going to win. Now, are all the women that goes to the court disgruntled? No. Disgruntled mothers is what I said. There are a lot of mothers out there who are dealing with dirtbags. And I'm going to talk about after the break on a League of Dads member that converted himself, unfortunately, to just that. An individual went and went from a League of Dads member to committing, to me, in my eyes, a felony. And I can't speak up for this individual no more. I will not put my name on anything concerning this individual and his family court issues anymore. Will not do it. Okay. What you got to understand is when someone files a motion in court, they normally give a case, a reference case. In this case, when the individuals, and I'm going to tell you, I don't believe this at all. I don't believe that there are any two court cases that are exactly alike to make any type of reference in the case versus, Miranda versus the case of versus the state of Arizona, which brought about our Miranda rights that I don't ever want read to me for no reason. Okay, I'm going to read this. I'm going to try to squeeze this in before we get the break. When we come out of the break, I'm going to wrap this up, and then, of course, I'm going to give you my thought. Wanted to do that at 35 on the hour, but, of course, I got into this, and it pushes this a little bit pushes that back. In the case of Brunus versus Brunus, it doesn't state that the non-custodial parent had over 170 nights out of the year. The plaintiff claims that the job that she seeks is a career move. However, it doesn't seem like the defendant knows that she's a parent, because everything that she says in her motion is I. Let me say that again. The defendant claims that the job she seeks is a career move. However, it doesn't seem like the plaintiff knows she's a parent, because everything that the defendant says in her motion is I. I'm getting a raise. I want to move. I think this is best. I found a school. I. When you have children, and both the mother and father are still living, the fact of the matter is, even though you are not a family anymore, disgruntled women, you're still not together. You are still a family, all right. In the unfortunate event, if anything should happen to either one of you, you want that child to go to family. You really wouldn't want that child to get placed in the foster care, because no one, initially could equate the foster care system with family. Of course, when you get in there, and unfortunately there are a lot of people that came up in the foster system, and it was a beautiful family, not kicking any dirt on a foster system. I'm just simply saying the preference when we talk family is that mother, child, people related to the mother and father, and individuals related to them, the family tree, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, listen, we got to go into a break, the second break of the show. League of Dads is the radio show, and Talk Zone is the radio station. We'll be right back.